Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 67, Eternal Life and No Judgment. One of the most liberating truths Jesus ever spoke is found in his promise that the believer will never face judgment. In John 5:24, he says, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." John 5:24. This is not a future hope, it is a present reality. The moment we believe, something decisive and irreversible happens. We cross from death into life, and judgment is no longer ahead of us. Judgment is a fearful concept for many believers because they imagine standing before God someday, hoping their good outweighs their bad. But Jesus removes that fear entirely. He declares that the one who believes does not come into judgment. Not might not, not hopefully won't, but does not. The verdict has already been rendered. The case is closed. The believer is not awaiting trial. The believer has already been declared righteous. Paul reinforces this truth when he writes, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Romans 8. One, notice the word now, not later, not eventually, now. Condemnation has been removed because Christ bore it fully at the cross. God does not judge the same sin twice. If Christ was judged in your place, then judgment for you is finished forever. Eternal life means the penalty of sin has been dealt with once and for all. This transfer from death to life is not symbolic. It is a real spiritual relocation. Before Christ, we lived under the reign of death, separated from God, guilty, and spiritually dead. But the moment we believed, God moved us into a new realm. Paul describes this when he says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." Colossians 1:13. Eternal life is not just life added to us, it is life in a new kingdom, under a new king, with a new identity. Understanding this truth changes how we relate to God. We no longer approach him as defendants awaiting sentencing. We come as children who have already been welcomed, forgiven, and made alive. Judgment is behind us, not ahead. The fear of punishment no longer defines our relationship with God. Instead, love, confidence, and assurance take its place. Eternal life means we live from a place of security, not uncertainty. We are not trying to earn God's approval. We already have it. We are not trying to avoid judgment. We have already passed through it in Christ. This is the freedom Jesus intended for his people, the freedom of knowing that eternal life includes the complete removal of judgment and the full assurance of God's acceptance. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.